Good morning once again, Albuquerque. It is the return of the Mac, return of Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We love our producer Mike for always hooking us up with great music, and we love local businesses. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO, where you can use Rocketbox SEO to launch your business into another dimension online. Search engine optimization, web design, and all of those fun resources. Give them a call if you need some help online at 505-453-9595. We also want you to know what Go Local Boom is. If you're listening for the first time and have never heard it before, Go Local Boom is a free advertising strategy that we have created for local businesses so that they have an on-air, on-the-radio advertising platform to come in and talk about what they do. We always pair that with an advertising profile on our local business directory called GoLocalBoom.com, where we set them up with some exposure there, nice little profile of their business, some pictures, some contact information, team photos, geolocated services, so you can search in GoLocalBoom from anywhere in the city, and it'll show you all of the local businesses around you. You can even search by category, coffee shops, Wi-Fi, cleaning companies, and so on. So anything. Anyway, we love Go Local Boom. We love Albuquerque. We want everybody to come in here and talk about what they do. So we decided to buy some time on the air and give it away to local businesses. If you or anybody you know needs that resource, please reach out to us. My co-host Vincent Trujillo is the one that came up with the idea for Go Local Boom in the first place. He's over there coughing in the corner, but as soon as he's done, he's going to say hello.
Good morning, Albuquerque.
Did you clear your throat?
I cleared my throat, you know. These kind of mornings when we do these morning shows, I have to get my caffeine fixed.
Yeah.
And I just chug the coffee and it just goes
It works.
Pretty much every place goes it wants to go in my throat and nose. And
straight to the brain cells.
Exactly.
That's where it should be. Okay, so let's get into our interview for the morning. Christy Ryan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Christy Ryan is the owner-operator of Health Coaching by Christy, and she's got some awesome resources for us. I can have conversations about health and nutrition and physical fitness all day, but Christy's perspective on health is more than just physical fitness or nutrition. She's going to tell us all about it today, but first, tell people how they can reach you.
You can reach me on my cell phone, which is area code 505-315-478.
Imagine that, a 505 area code on Go Local Boom Radio.
We love it. It better be.
How about online or social media?
On social media, I'm Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-R-E-I-N. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Wonderful. Okay, so tell us about Health Coaching by Christy.
Well, I'm a holistic health coach, so I kind of...
Define holistic for our listeners. What does that mean?
Exactly. So it's not just eating healthy or working out. You know, there's more to being healthy because you could be the healthiest person and have the best diet and work out every single day. And if you're not healthy in your mind and your attitude towards life and towards yourself, then you're not a healthy person.
I know quite a few people who work out every day and eat healthy and are pretty neurotic, and that's why they work out every day and eat healthy. So they could use a little support between the ears, right?
Exactly. So I kind of look at all aspects of their lives and say, okay, where do you need the support? And let's make some small action steps to make some long-term changes so that it's not just like a diet, like a four-letter word where you lose weight and you're good for 2 months and then it all falls away.
Okay.
So it's making long-term habits.
Love it. That makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah. Vince, you have anything to add? You look like you want to talk to Christy.
I'm enjoying this. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways to go with this. So the holistic health, I know, has a little bit to do with everything you just said, right? A little bit of diet, a little bit of lifestyle, a little bit of goals. I mean, give us just an overview of all the elements that you touch, because diet's one of them, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, nutrition, and especially in this day and age, I mean, you have to, know what you're eating, because that saying is true, you are what you eat. So there's nutrition, there's working out, there's career, there's education, there's relationships, there's spirituality, getting outside in the garden or whatnot, or whether it's just a play or
activities,
just outside. Yes, outside, and just feeding every part of your body so that you're feeding your mind, your soul, your body, the whole gamut.
That's exactly what I think of when I think of holistic. It's like a holistic approach, mm-hmm. right? Which means kind of like an all-encompassing approach to some outcomes that you want to get. So if I'm someone that comes in and sees you, right, and I say, you can handle anything from like, hey, you know, I'm looking to try to lose some weight, want to get a little healthier, and here's some of my goals. What is your process for somebody coming in who calls you and gives you some idea of these various things that they need help in? How do you process it, or what kind of questionnaire do you go through?
Well, looking at what the health of your parents, what you ate as a child, what you eat now, what your physical activity is now, what it was then, your influences, digestion is tied to everything with nutrition. And usually if there's, you know, that's something that always needs working on. So kind of looking at your digestion, looking at the different things, you know, how much you work, how much time you spend doing different outdoor activities, how much time you spend working out, and kind of looking at then what is the overall goal. So what is it that you are looking for? And, you know, so your long-term goal, and then looking at what we can do, like small action steps every 2 weeks, you know, to make that happen for you. You know, maybe it's spending 5 minutes every morning doing a meditation.
Right.
And if that's, you know, if that's too much, then we don't want to start off to where you like set yourself up for failure. So if you can do that, if you can commit to doing that 3 days a week, so let's start off, you know, meditating for 5 minutes 3 days a week. And then that becomes a habit. And then you continue. So then we add one more day. And, you know, maybe if there's something with digestion, you know, usually dairy is tied to that. Dairy and gluten. So kind of looking at, okay, can you like not eat dairy one day a week and just start off slow like that?
Well, let's get right into that. I mean, you're bringing up some good points. I know that everyone listening out there might have different needs. Typically, I'm concerned about things like diet, energy, weight. And you brought up something good, dairy. Now, beginning of this year, I was looking into some ways to start cleaning my diet and eating habits a little bit more. I went on an anti-inflammatory diet, right? So
okay.
I'm cutting out all these things. And one of the things they asked to cut out was dairy. Right?
I hate the word diet, for the record.
I know. It's a four-letter word.
Right. So whatever we want to call it, but I was trying to improve my eating habits.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
There you
way,
go.
Right? Is that better?
That's better.
I was trying to improve my eating habits, and I'm still doing that now. So because diet usually entails, it's like, people think of it as like I'm doing a short-term fix, and then I'm going to go back to my normal habits after that. So yeah, I'm changing my eating habits, and dairy was one of the ones that was cut out. You just mentioned that again. Why would I cut out dairy, and what other food should I be cutting out, and what reasons are for it? Inflammation is one that I heard of, but you know, maybe that's one of them, and you have more.
And, you know, everyone is going to be different too, Vince. So, you know, what works for one person is not necessarily going to be good for another. Dairy is... You know, if you are eating dairy, you want to make sure that it's organic just because of the antibiotics and the way, you know, the different things that...
Well, let's just break it down to basics, right? Milk is a cow's growth hormone. We are the only animals on the planet that consumes another animal's growth hormone. Milk is designed to make a calf gain 200 pounds in 60 days. It is not designed for a human in any way, shape, or form. We just happen to repurpose it. Back in the old days, the dark ages, the only people that were able to eat dairy were the really wealthy. And it turns out that they were the ones that had more health problems than anybody, right? And so you can see in any culture, any region of the planet, people who consume more animal protein and milk have more of these, you know, diseases like cancer. And your body, think about disease as your body is in a state of dis-ease. You're dumping stuff in your body that it doesn't appreciate, right? So before, we got a couple of minutes left, but I really want to know, how did you get into this field? Because I'm sure people who are listening think, she said a lot of good stuff about holistic coaching. She said a lot of good stuff about nutrition. Vince has given us an idea of why it applies to him, but everybody's different, right? What makes you so interested in this field, and why do you love what you do?
Well, I kind of grew up, you know, my mom was very into nutrition. So, I mean, that doesn't mean that I was always healthy and eating healthy. But I've always had an interest in it. It's kind of been a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I was working at the El Dorado Hotel in Santa Fe, but I lived in Albuquerque, so I commuted back and forth on the train, and I needed something productive to do on the train.
Okay.
And I was looking for a discount on the train pass, too.
You are not the first person I've heard say, I got my Rail Runner pass. I went to college so that I could get a discount on my Rail Runner pass.
No way.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I think it was Shelley that was with me. This is not the first time I've heard somebody say, where were we?
It wasn't Christy. Somebody else said it. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, so good work.
So yeah, so that was it. And a couple of friends had introduced me to this program that was 100% online at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I thought, oh, okay.
And they've got internet on the Rail Runner. So this is perfect.
Well, yes. Yeah, exactly. So I got certified as a health coach, and I was just doing it as something to, you know, be productive on the train, and I ended up absolutely loving it. And I've always wanted to work with kids, and as I was doing this, you know, the program on the train, I'm thinking, you know, I want to bring it to kids. Like, how can I make this, you know, because there's so much nutrition and so many things that, you know, that weren't around when I was a kid, you know, so it's completely changed.
I lived on Wolf Brand chili and flour tortillas for many years, ramen noodles, hamburger helper. That's none of that is stuff that I would really eat today, you know, because I know a little bit better. But as kids, I think our bodies are pretty resilient. However, being exposed to better information, better ingredients, and better nutrition couldn't hurt anybody, right?
Right. Well, and diabetes and obesity are on the rise with kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's when I was a kid, diabetes was something that somebody had, and you were like, oh my gosh, what is that?
They must have been hurting themselves to get there. Now it's, like everyone has.
Oh, yeah, it's so common. So
and it's more of a type 2 diabetes is more common, and that's lifestyle, right? That's
exactly.
It's not genetic. It's you gave yourself diabetes because of what you put in your body.
Totally lifestyle.
I don't drink carbonated beverages either. That's a big thing. It's people consuming liquid sugar with carbonation in it. It freaks me out, actually. I took a sip of somebody's Mountain Dew the other day, and it upset my stomach for like a day. It's crazy.
Sugar's a whole nother radio show.
our producer's in the booth waving his hand like, ah, you guys. Okay, so as we're winding down, I'd love you to touch base with everybody who's listening on your contact information one more time. Wow, we ran out of time. Let me run through this real quick.
Okay.
Shelley put together a spring break camp for kids, if you will. It's a one-day program on Thursday, March 23rd. Make sure that you give her a call if you like what you hear. And this is this isn't the date for the health program, is it?
Yep, Thursday, March 23rd.
Okay, and it's at Mesa del Sol.
At Mesa del Sol.
But if they've got more questions about bringing their kids to you so that you can help them understand this a little bit better, they can reach out to you.
Correct.
Okay, so give everybody your contact information one more time.
My number is 505-315-4786.
And how can we find you on social media?
Christy Rein, Christi, and the last name is Rein.
So Go Local Boom loves what Christy Rein, health coach, is doing, and especially what she's doing for our children. So reach out to her once again, 505-315-4786. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. And coming right up, another resource for physical fitness for your kids, a local gym called The Little Gym, is coming in to tell us what they do. So it seems like this is a good hour for the parents this morning. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Go Local Boom is grooving in the booth this morning on 1050 KTBL. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about local businesses. My co-host Vincent Trujillo does not have any headphones, so we're going to talk about him while he's not listening. We are live on Facebook. We want to say thank you so much for supporting local businesses, and we are going to introduce you to our second guest this morning, The Little Gym. Hey guys, how you doing?
Good morning.
So we've got Deidre Gallegos. She's the owner. They've been in business for over 10 years, and she's been there since the beginning. And Sarah Fillick, program director, which is it's a pretty awesome title. Did you get to choose your own title?
I did not. It was set for me, but I accept it.
You adopted the title that's way cooler than manager.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We were just talking about how our titles at the business are pretty awesome as well, because we made them up ourselves. So it seems like you guys have grown a business around some really cool concepts that you made up yourselves. So Deidre, tell us about The Little Gym. What do you do?
So The Little Gym is non-competitive gymnastics that starts at the age of 4 months and goes to the age of 12. We also offer several different programs that Sarah would like to talk about.
In our classes, we have gymnastics, which is the core foundation of all of our classes.
What are the age ranges for The Little Gym? Because the name kind of insinuates that it's for little people, right?
We start at 4 months and go all the way up to 12 years old.
Awesome. So if parents are listening and they want to know where you're at and they want to bring their kids to you, where can you be found and what's your contact information?
We can be found at 8201 Golf Course in the Petroglyphs Shopping Center next to Smith.
That's such a great, healthy little shopping center. So many businesses in there are concerned about physical fitness and nutrition and whatnot. Even Boofies, who was in here last week, was telling us that they're your neighbors and they're doing like a little health fair themselves. So pretty cool, right?
Correct.
So the Petroglyph Plaza on Paseo and Golf Course, and how would they reach you if they wanted to call and schedule something?
We actually offer a free intro visit to our facility, and they can do that on our website, or they can also reach us by phone at 505-897-0496.
And of course, if you're doing a good job on Google, they can just search the little gym and they'll find your contact information. But if they're on a mobile device or something like that, what's the name of your website?
The name of our website, mm-hmm. or our web address is TLG Albuquerque NM at thelittlegym.com.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much. So the Little Gym, Sarah, you were going to tell us a little bit about programs and the stuff that you've got going on over there.
Yeah. So we do, like I said, our gymnastics classes. We also do dance, karate.
Oh, wow.
We like to call it karate in the office, but go ahead.
So it's not just gymnastics. You do dance and karate, and you have a bunch of different instructors. How big is your facility?
It's 4,800 square feet.
Oh, that's a good size facility. You're looking at almost 5,000 square feet to have a bunch of different things going on. You guys open 7 days a week?
We are, actually. We also have birthday parties on weekends. We have classes going on every day of the week. So it's pretty amazing.
Now, when you say you have birthday parties, are these like tumbling parties?
There's a little combination of everything. It's a lot of play time. They get the whole facility. So you have two instructors who get to play a bunch of games with your kids, have a ton of fun, and you don't do any cleanup.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
This is like a parent's dream, right?
It really is
because I could take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese and fill them up with food that's not so healthy and put them in front of some video games for a couple of hours. Or I can take them to the gym and they can run around and pump all those healthy endorphins up and really play with their friends and have a good time. This is a great idea. So what else do you have going on in terms of program structure or classes?
We also do parent survival nights, which is extreme babysitting on the third Friday of every month.
Explain that to me. That is a product that I could sell. That's something that you can market. Parent survival night. The parents are not learning survival skills, right? You're providing a resource so that they can survive their lives.
They're surviving outside the gym. We are watching over their kids and making sure they're super tired when they go home after playing some games, doing some different craft activities. They get fed.
Who comes up with these ideas? This is a great concept. Okay, so tell me more about Parent Survival Night. When? What day of the week is it?
It's always on the third Friday of the month from 6 to 9:30.
What does it cost if I wanted to bring a child?
It is $35 for our non-members.
And members get a discount.
And members do get a discount.
So it benefits you if your child... People hate it when I say kid. If your child already has a membership and is, you know, coming and experiencing some of the other resources that you guys have, they get a discount on Parent Survival Night as well. And their children are already familiar with the facility and the coaches.
Correct.
I love this concept. What do you feed them?
Pizza.
That's the right kind of fuel to get a kid burnout before.
Yeah, we just
the
finished talking about Chuck E. Cheese, and now you're feeding them pizza. But that's good. I mean, that's like a kid survive on pizza. And there's such little engines that they can just burn through all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They just need basically carbs. They just need fuel. Just give them fuel so they can just make it to their teenage years, and they can make better healthy eating decisions during that time. So you have things like Parent Survival Night. Little Gym basically is a place where you do everything from, is it like daycare also, all the way to activities, or you're open all day long? What are your hours? I mean, give me an idea about the overview of it, and then we can talk more about a little bit of specific.
So the overview of the Little Gym, it starts at 4 months with our parent-child program that goes to the age of three, so it's a parent participation class.
Oh, wow.
Our 4 month to 10 month old class is our Bugs program. And at that age, we really work on like upper body strength, our core strength, color awareness, stuff like that. From our 10 month to about 19 month olds is our Little Birds program.
Mm-hmm.
And
love how you call it. These
are
great names.
Well, wait, just wait for this one. Our two and a half, our two 2-3-year-old, we like to call them our beasts because, of course,
they're the little beasts.
Yes. Our beast program is just really the same thing, our parent child. You're really involved with your child, getting to know different techniques you get to go home and work with as well. And then we have our independent classes that start at the age of 3, which we have sports skills at that age, dance, more gymnastics, or half combo classes as well.
I am not exaggerating when I say that these are some tremendous ideas and who comes up with them. You guys have been in business for about 10 years now, and I assume that you have just tried some stuff that works, figured out what didn't work, and just add new programs as you go, right?
Correct. We actually have the great thing about our company is we are a franchise.
Uh-huh.
So, it is worldwide. There's over 300 locations in the U.S., so it's great for all of those military families get to come and move from gym to gym mm-hmm. around the U.S., and then there's 25 in different countries as well. So it's great. Our corporate office puts together all our curriculum and our core stuff, so that's awesome.
Well, that's very helpful. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. So you're following a model that they designed for you. You've sustained it for about 10 years now in the community. That's pretty awesome. Have you seen some ebbs and flows as it relates to maybe nutrition and physical stuff in the media or the economy? What kind of struggles have you guys had as a business?
I would say now that everyone's really trying to get their child healthy. It's a great time at the beginning of the year.
It's trending now, right?
Yeah, it really is trending to get your child physically fit. Also, so that they're with the video game thing, a lot of kids just want to play video games and sit. Well, I should know my child's 5 and he's like, Mom, please let me play more Xbox. And I'm like, no, we need to do something else. So it's a great opportunity. You get to come to a class plus our practice time. So it gets 2 hours. Also, if you do parents night out, or we have our summer and winter camps that we do during.
Yeah, I've implemented something in my household. Homework and exercise equals time online, so he can earn time, you know, because I have fun playing games and stuff with him too. I'm a big Mortal Kombat guy. I like fighting games on PlayStation, but my son will sit there for an entire day if you let him, you know. And sometimes I feel like kids prefer the virtual world to the real world, you know. And he hasn't quite gotten bit by that fitness bug yet, you know. He's an adolescent, right? But so that's the deal. You got to do a couple of things in order to earn this much time doing that. And it's funny because the more we challenge him to do those other things, the less he really wants to game online. He'll use that hour, and once the hour is up, he'll be done with it and want to go do something else. So it takes some good direction and resources. So thank you guys for doing what you're doing.
You know, and I think it's great, too, is that you're actually getting him started at a young age. A lot of parents don't really know or have access to those resources where they can get him active young anymore. And it's, you know, good old days. You know, everyone is a little bit more active, or there's people who had a stay-at-home mother or something. Nowadays, it's a lot more challenging. So really, you can set a whole foundation for how they feel about activity between 0 and 4 or 5. They say most of the experiences you get and a lot of your core values and ideas about life happen that young. So do you find that that is part of the reasons why the Little Gym is going to be effective in setting these kids up a little bit later on to be a little bit more active?
Totally. It's with the whole Little Gym concept is we want to make a difference in their life early, so later on they're making those healthy choices to continue to get moving.
The other good thing about the Little Gym is we don't just focus on their physical development. That does and is a strong part of what we do, but we do focus on their social and their cognitive development as well.
A critical factor. I'm glad that you mentioned that. Tell us more.
So with that, it's especially at a young age, getting them to work with other kids. Sometimes they're only with mom and dad, so they're not around kids their own age. We really focus on trying to get them to start working and being comfortable in that setting, so it can help with school.
Yeah, we see the negative impact of social anxiety as they get into school and other situations where if they haven't had a lot of exposure or interaction with other kids, it creates a problem. Their learning is then complicated.
Yeah, we also work, like just this last week, we were working with our letter sounds, so just helping them. And things that do help later on, things that they'll grow into, and as they go to school, they'll have a foundation for that along with their physical development.
That's pretty awesome. So, Sarah, tell us more about what you've seen and experienced in the business as the program director. You know, what kind of things have you experienced in terms of growth? and changes? Have you seen, because here's where my mind is going, right, is that there was a time when kids were so hyper and active, you didn't have to instruct them to play. They just go, right? And I've seen more and more generationally how some kids aren't really as interested in being so active, right?
I think one of the things that I know helps me as an instructor is I am a big giant kid, so I'm kind of, kids get to see and have us as leaders showing them that it is fun to play games.
Modeling this stuff yourself, yeah.
Yeah, so modeling it. Kids do have a ton of energy. I think they don't always know the best outlet for it, so bringing them to the gym does give them their natural outlet. It gives them their time to do the running and jumping that they want to be doing in a safe environment.
Right, right. There are a lot of different programs in the community. The Ninja Core Gym that just opened up recently, they have a program for youth, and they really, their whole model was they broke off from another Ninja Core Gym to do this for kids because those guys weren't as interested in supporting children. And now they have a whole warehouse full of kids a couple of times a week, you know? So it's pretty cool. We love that. We'll introduce you to a couple of those in the community. Anything else you guys want to touch on? I hear you have an event coming up.
We do, actually. And
we're doing a super reopening. we're really excited about our 10-year mark of our Little Gym of Albuquerque being
open. We're excited,
open.
Too. Congratulations.
Thank you. We are going to be having a superhero party that's also going to have some deals and specials during that day, but kind of get a chance to come into the gym and really see what our facility is all about.
That's pretty exciting. So is this a themed party? Because you're saying superhero.
Everything is themed at the Little Gym.
Okay, so you guys are all going to be dressed up as superheroes.
Absolutely.
What is your superhero?
I haven't come up with it yet. I have, you know, a little bit of time to figure it out, but we do get to wear capes and masks.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. Okay, so Deidre, give us your contact information and location one more time in case people want to reach out to you.
Our phone number is 505-897-0496, and we're at 8201 Golf Course Road, Suite B.
And it's very easily accessible. You do not have to live in the Petroglyphs area to access their resources. Bring your kids down and check it out. They got an event coming up on March 19th, a superhero re-grand opening to celebrate their 10th anniversary. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL, and coming right up, we've got a local cleaning company who really has some great incentives if you're listening. Go Local Boom is having a great morning. Thank you very much for listening on 1050 KTBL to our local business directory, advertising, commercial talk, whatever you want to call it. We interview local businesses because they need help, and we do it for free because we love Albuquerque.
Because we just like doing things.
That's pretty much it. Why are we doing this? Because we really like helping people out.
Yeah, we love local businesses. We like to highlight those people in our community that actually created their own businesses, doing their own organizations. We got to make sure that we highlight them, and we've been doing it all day. We even have one person sitting right here next to us.
Yes, we absolutely do. Okay, so Preferred Maintenance is our third guest this morning, Monica Maldonado. She is the Chief Executive Officer. I'm assuming that this was your idea.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, it was her idea. And, I actually used to be in the cleaning industry. I don't know if you know that. I built my own business, and I always used to say that I am not too proud to scrub toilets and dump trash cans. I would rather do that for 80 hours a week than work for someone else 40 hours a week, right?
Yes.
And it was actually very fruitful for me. So we love Facebook. We're live on Facebook now. Say hi to everybody out there. Check out Preferred Maintenance at 505-359-8335. So tell us about your business. What do you do?
Well, we do scrub toilets.
Scrub toilets, yeah. And dump trash cans.
Everything.
For anybody at their home or their business.
We do everything.
Right?
Residential, commercial. We accept every time a new client. We are proud to be probably not the only one, but we try to be the best.
Yeah. You guys have some competition out there, but I can tell that you do a really good job. So if you guys are interested in giving Preferred Maintenance a call, their number again, 505-359-8335. Text message is a good way to reach out to them as well. Or you can check them out on social media. You guys have been doing a good job on Facebook. Who does that?
I do. I do it myself.
Good work. Yeah.
Thank you.
And how much of the cleaning do you do yourself?
I do every week. I try to be on top of my regular clients mostly.
So you're there out there with the teams supervising, making sure they're doing a good
job.
Every
time. And commercial side, I'm the the person in charge, mm-hmm. too. We do with my husband, too. So we're both on the commercial sides.
Awesome. So congratulations on running a successful business with your husband, because I don't think that I would be able to do that with my wife. What about you? Would you want to work with your significant other?
Well, thank you for pointing it out. I don't have a wife, Sean. I appreciate you digging that in once again to me. But if I had a wife, I would be more than happy to actually clean houses with her and run our own business.
I don't know many people that can do that successfully. I think Emma Dahl and Dr. Eric were the first over there at Apollo Chiropractic Health and Wellness. They were the first couple in a long time that I'd known that was able to work together so successfully. It's difficult to live with and work with the person that, you know, you are married to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you've managed to do that. You also have about six other employees.
Yes, we do.
And you said that...
Are any of them married to one another? No?
No.
See, there's hopefully a specific reason they didn't. So you've been doing that. Residential was your bread and butter, right? You've been doing that for the last couple of years.
Yes.
And now you've actually been doing commercial also.
Yes, we started probably 6 to 7 months ago. So you're kind of brand new on it.
Yeah, residential is very different than commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Commercial sites are more probably easier, mm-hmm. if you think, but we try to take care of every client, mm-hmm. the same way.
Well, and it's one of those things where if you're cleaning my home and you do all of the, you know, the basics, then I appreciate that very much, coming home to a clean home. But if you're cleaning my office, sometimes I don't pay any attention to what's going on in there until I've had somebody in there cleaning, and I'm like, oh, wait, that stack of papers is now organized in a different way, and the trash can is empty, and it's exactly. a smaller space that I'm in, you know, more frequently. So in a way, it's more difficult, right?
Mm-hmm. And probably you're more time in your office, mm-hmm. than in your home.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
You have to.
I got
to
say something for American culture when we spend way more time in the office than in our home.
Mm-hmm.
You're
it
right.
It is, but yeah. it's right. Yeah. Some people just, you know, start giving me their houses to mm-hmm. take care, and now we are doing their offices.
Yeah.
So it's
good work.
Like, yeah. So they like to have their home and their office cleaning by the same person.
So is that how you got into commercial cleaning? Is it some of your yes, clients said, hey, can you do our office too?
Yes. Yes, that's what we do. Our plan initially was to start doing commercial, mm-hmm. in the first place. But then we have some residential customers, so we start keeping residential on mm-hmm. the first.
Well, there's better margins on residential as well. You've got to go through commercial more quickly and you know, just hit different bullet points. Sometimes it's even different materials. So the fact that you guys can do both houses and businesses is really a testament to your abilities. Good work.
Thank you.
So I want to know a little bit about Preferred. So Preferred Maintenance of New Mexico, you have these beautiful cars. Good job on the branding.
Thank you.
Who did your branding? Your friend or?
My brother, actually. He's an artist, so he does all my marketing paperwork.
Right. No, it's great. So Preferred Maintenance in New Mexico. You also have your website, preferredmaintenancenm.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming he did the website too?
No, actually, I do that website.
Ah, okay. So yeah. You did the website. So you got your old jacks of all trades. Preferred Maintenance has been doing this about a little bit over 2 years. You said
yes.
Six employees. You and your husband worked together, residential and commercial cleaning. What made you get into this particular business and decide you wanted to start your own?
Actually, I've been working in this business for years, probably 12 years or so. So I work for many companies as a cleaning lady and then as a manager and a general manager. So I just
congratulations
decide.
On working your way
Thank
up
you.
The old-fashioned way.
So now it's why I'm doing for other people than by me. So now I have my own schedule. I can be there, at my kids' schools, stuff like that. So.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons. I mean, you work probably a little bit harder than you did when you were just doing it for someone else. You clock in and clock out.
Exactly.
You start your own business. I work more hours. I own my own business. And you work more hours. But you do get to make your own schedule, which is great, right?
Exactly.
You get to decide who works what. You can say, hey, I need you to cover this shift because I'm going to go to my school play or I'm going to do something else.
It is a little easier, but sometimes it's a little hard too because you work all day,
mm-hmm.
like you said. If you work for somebody else, you work from 8 to 4 and that's it. Mm-hmm. Your job ends like that. But then, my company, I try to be responsible every time, even 11 o'clock at night or 2 in the morning, somebody just texts or something. So I try to be more on.
Yeah. We don't like those people that text 2 in the morning for cleaning. That's kind of weird. If someone's calling you, I need you to come to my house right now at 2 in the morning and clean the mess I just made. That's a little scary.
That's job security, Vince.
And if they ask, can you guys clean up bodily liquids like blood from the floor 2 in the morning?
Just say no.
Yeah,
you need to fire those kind of clients.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else do you guys have going on? You have any specials? We're looking at a coupon here that you designed. So anybody listening, they've got a $15 off your clean coupon, Preferred Maintenance of New Mexico, 359-8335. What else do you guys have going on? I've noticed on social media you like to plan your discounts, incentives around holidays. Do you have anything going for Valentine's Day?
We have actually for the whole month.
For the month of February, the Cupid special.
Exactly. So it's 4 hours of amazing cleaning work at your house or your office for $85.
Oh, wow.
4 hours. That's great.
Yeah.
The competitor is charging $85 an hour.
Exactly.
Wow. Good work.
You know, people sometimes think that cleaning services are really, really expensive. And probably they are, but not with me. Mm-hmm. With me are cheaper, and we do a really good job.
That's wonderful. So you're really earning their trust and earning their business by giving them a lot of savings in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Groovy. Okay, so what else?
Well, as you said, now we have that promotion. And always, if you check our Facebook page or like our page, we have a lot of special, and we're trying to get a lot of stuff on Facebook so you can see our ugliness job when we just came into a house. So we have some pictures there.
You did like before and afters?
Yeah.
Where you say, this is how we entered the home.
Exactly.
And there's bodies and blood everywhere. And then afterwards, you cleaned it up very nicely.
But yeah, some houses, you know, it depends. It depends on every house.
Right. So great. You know, that's a great job to do that, because you wouldn't be moving into commercial if you hadn't done such a great job with residential. And a lot of businesses who grow organically like that grow really strongly, right? Because you're doing such a good job that they're like, hey, you're doing a good job with this. I'm going to give you my offices. And then it starts spreading like that. What do you think has led to some of you doing such a good job with the maintenance of your business? I mean, is it that you, for residential places, do you think that you just started doing a good job with how you told your employees to do it? Do you just have a pride of work?
We have pride of our work, and I like to train myself, our cleaners, so they know what I'm looking for. So I always tell them, you have to clean a house as you like your house to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
actually
will,
even better, exactly, right? Because exactly. Somebody who's paying you to do it expects you to clean their house better than they would
clean their house.
Tell us, do you have what's your ideal client right now? If you're looking for a new commercial client, where would you want to service them? You can do any area, I'm sure, but is there a specific area that you're looking for new clients in?
We like everywhere. Like, we do work in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Bernalillo, Tijeras, Los Lunas, everywhere, actually. So I try to make the same day in the same area. So the cleaners are in the same area every day.
So you would schedule my clean based upon the day of the week that your team is in my area.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right, well, so I think we talked about number of employees you have, family-owned and operated. You've been doing a good job for residential so long that it kind of rolled into your residential clients asking you to do some of their commercial locations, and now you've grown your business to continue to accept other commercial clients. And it takes a good team to be able to do either or. So you're supervising your commercial teams, and you train all of your residential teams so that they clean the same way that you do, with high quality. You are offering a four-hour special for $85 at Preferred Maintenance for new clients right now. And the competitor, I can tell you that the Molly Maid franchise, they're doing $85-$90 an hour. So for you to be able to do 4 hours at $85 as an introductory rate is a great way to meet new clients. And we wish you the best of luck with what you're doing here at Go Local Boom.
Thank you so much.
Are you also offering that for our commercial listeners out there, that same rate?
Commercials, it can be really cheap, if you ask me. So for commercial sites, I need to be there to do an estimate. Yeah.
Right, right. So you got to get a good idea, be on site, and do an estimate.
I just meant that, does that Valentine's special running for a commercial also for now?
Oh, yes.
As an introductory? Yes. So, if for our business listeners, the Local Boom community right now, great offer. You can get residential or commercial cleaning 4 hours. Then after that, you'll give them a quote what it would take to do it from there forward.
The same 4 hours, we charge $100.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So Monica Maldonado, Preferred Maintenance of Albuquerque in New Mexico, surrounding area. She just let us know that she works all over the place. Their number is 505-359-8335. They're currently running some awesome specials. Tell us your website and your social media again.
My Facebook page, facebook.com, Preferred Maintenance NM. And my website is preferredmaintenancenm.com.
PreferredMaintenanceNM.com. We appreciate your support and the deals that you're offering to our listeners on Go Local Boom. Folks, we really appreciate you spending time with us this morning. We're going to have a wrap-up and a recap of all of the guests that have been on the show this morning and all of their events and incentives. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. This is our wrap-up segment, and we hope that if you didn't get a chance to stick around for all of the guests prior to this segment, that you will get some good information and know everything that you need to know about our guests. So, Mr. Trujillo, let's roll right into it. What do you say?
I say let's do it. 6 minutes, we're going to recap everything and let you know what's going on with anyone you might have missed out on earlier.
So our first guest, Christy Ryan, Health Coaching by Christy Ryan, does a great job of supporting friends, families, and anybody who's interested in a holistic approach to, you know, living a better life. I would say that she's pretty close to a life coach, wouldn't you? Holistic health life coach. And she's getting some partnerships in the community, including various art projects, yoga, meditation, nutrition. She's got a few different people that she's partnered with. So check them out online. Christy Rain, Integrative Nutritional Health Coach. And she's got an event coming up on Thursday, March 23rd. Captured on a Cloud is the name of it. And Captured on Cloud 9. It's going to happen out there at Mesa del Sol. You can bring your kids out for 7:30 a.m. drop-off, pick up no later than 6 p.m., and they get to spend the day with a health coach who's interested in setting them up for success as young people.
Right. You know, I think it's great. We're talking to her. We got to touch on some of the items she did, but it's a holistic view and to your life, and that includes diet, includes fitness, includes a lot of different things, and she's very interested in introducing your child, ages 7 to 11 particularly, into a mindful way of living. That's that Thursday, March 23rd, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give her a call for more information at 505-315-4786.
And then our second guest this morning, the Little Gym, they are over there at the Petrigov Plaza on Paseo and Golf Course, right? Paseo and Golf Course.
Right.
It's interesting that these last few weeks we've had a business from the Petroglyph Plaza, and they're completely unrelated to one another.
Boofies.
Yeah, we had Boofies, and we also had
Boofies Pets, right?
Yeah, we had Boofies Pets, and then there was also Dr. Dahl and his wife Emma from Apollo Chiropractic Health and Wellness. And so, there's a lot of good stuff going on over there at the Petroglyph Plaza.
We'd hopefully like to think it's just like stunning coincidence and the universe working in our behalf. Maybe they just talked to each other and then they got a hold of us and decided to go on.
No, they didn't. It was a complete coincidence. They didn't know anything about one another. A couple of them are doing an event, like a Valentine's Day health fair or something like that. So if you're listening and you're near the Petroglyphs area, each one of those businesses has some awesome stuff going on, especially if you're into, you know, health and fitness and if you want to support your kids. So the little gym does just that. It's a place where it's no competition. Gymnastics is one of the brands or products that they offer, but they also have different. They've got karate, they've got some martial arts, they've got some parent coaching classes, and they've got the parent survival night. Once a month, you can bring your kids and drop them off, and go out and pick your kids up that evening, and they will be plumb tuckered out. So you guys can go get a date night, and then take the kids home, put them to bed. It's awesome.
Yeah, and they also are available for special events, parties or any other kind of event you want to celebrate. You can have the kids coming down there. They can go crazy in an environment that's a little bit better than some of the big chain gymnasiums.
Yeah, you know, take them to eat pizza and junk food and play video games. You can take them to eat pizza and do gymnastics and obstacle courses and team socializing, you know, building those skills that are so important for a child when it comes to their learning and cultivating social dynamics and, of course, physical fitness, right? It's better to run around and play than it is to play video games.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we had a good time with them. And then, of course, Monica Maldonado. Man, we've been talking to her for a couple of weeks. She's so busy that she's had to reschedule her interview a couple of times. We finally got her in here this morning. And she even asked again this morning, hey, I got a new client that I got to go take care of. Is there any way we can move the interview? And I said, no. Too late, last minute notice, we wouldn't be able to find somebody else, and people really need to hear about you if you're so busy out there doing what you're doing.
And she's done business the old-fashioned way. She started getting great clients, doing a good job for them. She actually had to move into commercial because she did such a great job on residential.
Yeah, she couldn't tell her clients no.
They said, hey, I need you to do my offices too. She said, oh, now's a good time to get into commercial too. I'll figure that out. Been in business, been doing this line of work for 12, 13 years.
Yeah, they say it's not what you know, it's who you know, right? But I always say once you know somebody, you better know how to do something, right? And so she clearly did a good job in terms of quality on her residential clients because they said, hey, can you come do our business? Now, I know that quality has a lot to do with that. Her reliability is good. When you have somebody in your home cleaning, it's like they become surrogate members of the family. Mm-hmm. They've got your alarm codes, your house keys, and so on. Same thing at your business. So trust and reliability has a lot to do with it. But you know price has to do something with that too, has
right.
something to do with it too, because she's giving phenomenal rates. Like I said, the Molly Maid franchise, they're charging $85, $90 an hour. These guys will do a four-hour initial clean or four-hour introductory rate special for $85.
Right.
What's the math on that? You're looking at less than $20 an hour.
Right.
You can't buy an auto detailing for that, and they're going to come to your home and do all of the cleaning.
Right, and great person. That's their special for this month, preferred maintenance, and that's Monica Maldonado.
Yeah, preferred maintenance of New Mexico. So check them out online, and their phone number is 369-8335. All right, man. Well, we've had a great day so far. I appreciate your support. You're always a great co-host. We're looking forward to promoting more businesses next week. Folks, tell your friends about us. You are listening to Go Local Boom Radio on 1050 KTBL. Have a great weekend, Albuquerque.